call the meeting to order. We have the minutes circulating from last month. If we get those along, I appreciate it. Look at them.
Just to clarify, was that a vote?
No, because I want everybody to look at them.
Oh, you want to wait?
Unless they've looked at them.
Well, we can have them.
Okay, so is everybody okay with them?
No, you're fine.
Okay, then I entertain a motion to approve as written.
I'm
moving.
Second. Any discussion, additions, deletions, corrections? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Actually, you know what? I don't think we can go wrong, because Ken was not here. So, we can't.
Oh.
Because it's only three of us.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Cool. Do you want
to make
the money on that?
You do.
Cool. Yes, I will. Are you? Good. Maybe okay. I have Suzanne Holt here, and thank you, Suzanne, for coming in to discuss Resolution 363, authorizing the chairman of the Michigan legislature to execute a settlement agreement with the Health Alliance Hospital, Merritt Avenue Campus, Benedictine Sound Medical LLC. And this is something I know the IDA has been working with them. This group for quite a long time, so if you have more join us, please. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So what do you want me to
say? Oh, you're sitting?
So, I think you all know me. I'm Suzanne Holt. I'm the County Executive Director of the Office of Hospital. And as the, I'm also the President and CEO of the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, or a joint role, and the office is staffed to the IDA. So just by way of background, in 2013, in an effort to have comprehensive economic development services in the county, the county executive brought it all in-house. Before there was UCDC, and so now we're all together. And so what's happening with Resolution 363, as also in 2013, the real property tax department realized that every municipality in the county was doing their pilot calculations wrong, and they were all doing them differently. Some of them, because it's supposed to be a payment in lieu of taxes, some of them were adding a lower amount into taxes, some of them were creating a different tax jurisdiction. They were all over the place. And so Tom Jackson really took the lead to work with each municipality to get it, and to get each calculation right for each pilot in each municipality. In Kingston, they found that the city of Kingston was undercharging this property as well as at least one other. And so there's been negotiations going on between the city of Kingston and this health alliance to come to an agreement on what should be owed. In the meantime, the health alliance desired to sell this Benedictine LaSalle Medical Office. And so the IDA, you know, sort of helped the city to push negotiations along and basically told Health Alliance that they couldn't sell, the pilot would go with it, but they wouldn't let them out of the pilot, the current agreement until they came to a resolution. And so that finally happened. So it sort of held up the sale for quite a while. But the city of Kingston, I think, was grateful because there was no reason for them to settle until then. And so that resolution the pilot is going to continue on the new building.
And it's actually additional revenue to us, to the county.
Well, why is the legislature involved if it's an IDA pilot?
It's a good question. You know, honestly, I didn't know that you were. I didn't know this was on the agenda.
I think it's good. It's additional revenue that the county's receiving.
Well, to the IDA, it was to come to the county.
But it's tax money. Okay. Oh, I shouldn't say it's tax money. It's money coming into the county, so much like we would accept, if there was a federal grant, we would have to approve the acceptance of that grant. It's the same thing.
So we have to approve the acceptance of more tax money?
A pilot one, yes. That's essentially what it is.
Because there's three jurisdictions.
Okay.
There's the city, the school district, and the county.
So it's an initial $4,366.
So in essence,
you just have
the IDA worked out its pilot and everything else as they do independently. And the only reason it's coming before us is because as a result of an error that was made by some parties somewhere along the line is additional revenue. That additional revenue is being represented in the budget, and so it requires approval because it's additional revenue coming in.
I'm just trying to see them.
Yes.
I'm not.
It's the same as like when we get a federal grant and we have to accept that money.
It's how with the, I didn't review that one. So it's resolution
363. So it's just additional money coming in. So we pass it and then it goes away from the means and the money comes in.
It says the chairman of the legislature is authorized to execute a settlement agreement and release.
Yes.
That's more than accepting money.
Also, it's back taxes owed for real property. So it's basically because the pilot was calculated incorrectly. The county, the school district, and the city were getting less than we were owed. So this would be for back taxes.
Okay.
Are we on the first resolution?
363, because Suzanne's here. Also, and I apologize, I screwed up. I really should have a motion to approve in a second before discussion. I kind of sent it down a little bit. Sorry.
I'll move for discussion.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I apologize. Usually Krista hits me when I do that. That's probably too far away. Okay. So.
So this is the back taxes for 6 years?
A portion of it. It wouldn't be the whole. What happened was all of the real property tax department downstairs, Tom Jackson, realized in 2013 that all of the municipalities that have pilots were doing it wrong. Some of them, they're doing a separate payment in lieu of taxes. Some of them were just adding it into the original taxes. Some of them were creating a separate parcel that didn't really exist, like a fictitious parcel. Every municipality is doing it wrong, so he's worked with every single municipality to do it right. Some of the towns collected too much money, and some of the towns, and the city of Kingston in this case, didn't collect enough. And so,
this took the surface with the transaction, with the sale of the,
yes,
the Mary's Avenue, exactly.
Okay.
So the IDA wouldn't let the sale go through until they settled with the city on the amount of the pilot.
Well, I think the operative question here is this the full amount that Tom Jackson identified as being the difference between the approved pilot and the amount that was actually collected, or is this some fraction of it? And what fraction of it is?
No, I think this is the difference between what should have been.
That's the question, is it the full amount or is there a compromise in here? And if it's a compromise, how much does it represent?
I don't think it's a compromise.
I don't know.
Well, is it 10%?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to wait?
Is it the... The agreement that was worked out, who are the parties to working this out?
Well, I know the City Corp Council was working with the Health Alliance, but I would assume that the County Attorney's Office and the school district were also would have had to be part of that.
I know they've been working on it for about 6 months.
Yeah, this has been going on and on and on. But I didn't know this was on the agenda tonight, and I didn't come prepared to speak about it.
Before I vote, I'd at least like to know what the numbers are. You know, this thing agrees
to. Well, and isn't this also part of the process is giving the pilot to the new owners of the property?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this resolution has nothing to do with that.
I understand, but it's not going through until this is all resolved, correct?
Yes,
because we have to sign off. So Chairman has to sign off. He is essentially finalizing the budget and the money's received, because if the county should, for some reason, say, no, it's no good, it's back to the wrong book.
Well, it's hard to say yes to something. I understand the agreement if we don't know the specifics of the transaction.
Okay. All right.
So if we want to wait and need to.
Yeah. You want to withdraw the motion and we'll see what we can find out tomorrow?
Can I just ask procedurally? I don't know. I know there was a lot of hurry up. Is this, if you don't vote on it, does that mean it doesn't happen for another month, or what? How does it?
We could always have another meeting. Well, we could have another meeting prior to caucus next week or prior to the meeting. and Ways and Means will look at it next week before caucus.
Okay, so let me, I'll get you whatever information I can get tomorrow.
Okay, all right, so that being said,
I'll withdraw.
Okay, we'll withdraw the motion. Second, we've discussed it too. Okay, and then there's 373, and that's execution of contracts. County for the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., Department of Planning. And,
motion.
Right, so a motion for discussion.
Motion to move.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah. Can you explain what this is? Particularly because specifically in the agreement it says that it's to be paid quarterly. It was from January 2014 through December 2014. And, it looks like we're in the third quarter and now it looks like we're paying the whole thing. And I'm not even sure what this is for. So could you?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So basically the Economic Development Alliance is the marketing and education tool for the county, and as an LDC, it has a lot more flexibility and can just do a lot of things that are helpful.
And is your team employees of that group?
So I'm the director of the, I'm a county employee. I am the director of the Office of Economic Development.
Okay.
And I'm also a president and CEO of the UCEDA.
Okay.
And staff of the IDA as well. It used to be that UCDC was doing one thing, it had its own president and CEO, there was an Office of Economic Development, they didn't always work together so well, the IDA was doing its own thing. The county executive pulled it all together in January 2013 to have a seamless, this is the front door. If you call me and you say you have a business that needs help, I'm the one to call us. And I actually just took some notes, if you want, I can go over some of the stuff that we're working on from the Office of Economic Development. But also, in addition to business retention, business expansion, and the sort of attraction that comes in on its own, we need to be proactive. And so we need to go out and tell the world, and especially, the Northeast and whatnot, the great things that Ulster County has to offer here. And so, through the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, of which CJ is a member and Jim Maloney is a member, as well as county executive deputies and business community, we put together a marketing plan and proposal that Focus Media now has a contract for to do some of the things that we're doing right now are working on brochures, so collateral. Beautiful new facts about Ulster County, an internal brochure to give to our internal businesses as well as an external marketing brochure. Working on a video that we're going to be filming at the end of October that when site selectors are, looking on the websites and whatnot. I mean, what we know is that site selectors are looking, I'll use Niagara Bottling for an example because they're the most recent, big company that we've been working with. They know they want a bottling company in the Northeast. And so they start to look all around, and the first thing they do is they go to the websites and they get information and whatnot that way. And so we're redoing our whole website, the Office of Economic Development's website, the UCEDA's website, the IDA's website, the CRC. It's all going to be in one place. It's all going to be on the county's website. And it's going to be, one beautiful package. And we also want to have a video on there that highlights what we have to offer. So we're working on that right now.
Is this all with Focus Media?
Yes. And then at the same time, doing education for Ulster County's businesses. So I think we've done a really good job over the past year or so of helping the businesses that have called, both internal and external, with whatever they're looking for in the building, they're looking for workforce development, or whatever they're looking for. I think, myself and my staff have done what we can to help them with every tool that we have available. What I feel like we need to be doing more of is education for all of the businesses that that may not call and say they need help, but when we sent out our newsletter and said, if we were going to do a seminar, what would you want? There said marketing and social media, and there's all kinds of topics that they would like more information on.
It's kind of like community outreach with regards
And education. We're going to be doing October 22nd is going to be the first one. I've heard from the real estate community that there are more networking needs to be done, that the developers, the realtors, the architects, the Kingston Blocks, and Excelsior Wood Products, and those kind of businesses, they need more opportunity to network. So we're going to start a quarterly breakfast at Icing. And the first one's going to be October 22nd at, I believe it's 8 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. It'll have a guest speaker. The first speaker is going to be Larry Gottlieb from HVEDC, and then plenty of time for them to network. And so we're hoping to build that into, we want them to think that the Office of Economic Development is the leader. You know, it's where to turn, and we want to, get that out to as many of our businesses as possible.
I see also some research. I mean, the research was the piece that was presented a couple months ago, correct?
That, and there's ongoing research. As we're developing the website, I want to make sure that we have a state-of-the-art website. As we're developing the collateral, I want to make sure the best practices are put into place with whatever we're doing. So I think there's ongoing research.
I can understand and appreciate what's in here, but I have a major problem with the approach. The approach to me parallels the way you promote tourism. In tourism, you take all of your assets, you figure out a very nice way to present them, you create all kinds of collateral materials, you get your tourism entities and the county together and network with them, and then you promote it to the world. The difference in economic development is it's a lot more honed in and focused than the buckshot approach of just announcing what you have and people will come. There is so much competition and there's so much similarity between the competition, and you don't have the same kinds of synergies you have with tourism. Well, it's like, come to New York and stop years ago and we all benefit. It's like the area of where someone chooses to locate something is or expand is what's going to get the benefit, and everyone in neighboring counties can be very fierce adversaries in terms of where that actually occurs. And so we have so little money to spend on marketing and strategy that, to me, I would see a much wiser expenditure to be in trying to be with an arrow of specificity, identify which industries are most likely to be expanding. Forget about what our assets are for a moment. Which industries, not all industries are expanding. Right. Not all want to come to New York. Not all want to, do certain things at this point in time. I mean, it's a very narrow field as to who we could potentially attract. And I would respectfully suggest that whether it is, it turns out to be high tech or it turns out, to be water bottlers, because they like to share whatever it is, find out where they congregate and do business and bring you a show to them rather than just hosting all this nice collateral and creating a PR campaign and saying, here we are, come and get us.
No, I think you're totally right, and I'm sorry if I gave the impression that we were just...
Well, I'm reading the scope of services, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, but, so I guess that... The results of the research aren't in the scope of services, and so we definitely have targeted 7 key clusters. And
if you read the key clusters, it's everything we have.
Well,
what's excluded from the key clusters? It's everything we have. It's just divided into 7 segments.
Okay, so I think I think we are targeting that. The limited amount of money that we have, I think we are trying to spend it in a way that makes the most sense for the county to get the most bang for the buck.
It can't be everything to everybody.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not economic development.
No, but I think we are give me a target
for who to get. Tell me industries that we're trying to attract and how this strategy will help attract them.
I think it's going to be businesses that are looking to come to the Northeast. So I think one of the things that we're going to do this year is advertising Site Selector magazine in their edition that targets the Northeast. And so it's businesses that are already looking to locate in the Northeast.
If you get a copy of Site Selector magazine, how many ads would you find from comparable areas who are also putting advertisements in there?
But that's where the people who are looking, who are actually looking to move, that's what they're looking at. And so the goal is to put an ad in that paper and then in addition to send 2 postcards to their whole mailing list to get to contact them multiple times.
I understand that the advertising people from those publications tell you that. When I was in the site selection business and I was in the corporate world myself, and what we would do is we would want the statistics we get from that we generally wouldn't get from the local government, we get it from the census and elsewhere. We do our own on-the-ground research, and then after we seem to like the general area, would we reach out to local government and say, how can you help us?
Well, and that's also why it's imperative that we don't do any of this until our website is on, until our look and feel is the professional look and feel that we want to put out there, because we don't expect them to contact us until they go to our website, until they look at the video, until they, you know, if they print out the collateral or whatnot, you know, then hopefully they'll contact us. But we have to get all of that looking the way we think it would be best to look and put our best foot forward before, you know, we move forward with the other steps.
Okay, go to Mary Beth.
Okay.
Sorry.
If it's on that, then go ahead, because my separate question.
Oh, okay.
As it relates to the things that were identified as weaknesses, and some of that is the infrastructure components, what's happening and what plans are there? Because this is a marketing plan that you can market till the cows come home, but you know this, right?
Yeah.
But until some of the key infrastructure is in place, how do you track this?
We are right now, and this is an aside from, you know, it's not really part of this, but I'm working with Ben Doyle very closely to update the Shovel Ready program and the Ready to Go program to expand them, and then put out a call for proposals in the hopes that we'll have more Shovel Ready sites, because I think the more infrastructure we have, the better it's going to be. I had an attraction come last week, and they only wanted to see sites that were Shovel Ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be up and running at the beginning of next year, and I was able to take them to, I was able to find them 4 sites that met their needs, and I took them to 2, and I'm hopeful that they'll come back. But, you know, and I do also want to say that when we do have an attraction, whether it's Niagara Bottling, whether it was the one last week, you know, it really is drop everything. And we work as hard as we can to put our best foot forward, you know, send them whatever we have, follow up with phone calls, follow up with materials, and I do think that having first-rate materials would go a long way when we're competing with Orange County, and I'm competing with Schenectady and counties that have their act together.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just
confused that it's October and we're supposed to probably have paid them at least 2 payments already. Now we're just approving it now.
It's my mistake.
Oh.
I should have come to you in January. I was new in the job, and we had the county executive put the money in the county budget, and the UCEDA contract with Social Media, and I didn't connect the dots.
Okay.
So I should have come to you, and, you know, if we're going to do this again next year, I will come to you at the beginning of the year.
So we're paying for the full year.
Well,
yeah.
So we're paying the
full amount now.
Right.
And I will also...
Did you pay Focus Media? Yes, we've been paying Focus Media. The county had paid UCBC about $150,000 a year for... $150,000 a year for multiple years. Many, many, many years. And so the last payment was held up. There was some sort of oversight. I don't know, Christian, you might know about this. Something happened in the legislature. They didn't get paid. The end of the year, it took like 9 months to get that money. And so
So you got it this year.
So we got it.
So you assumed it was...
I just didn't dot my I's and cross my T's, and suddenly the money was depleting, and I was trying to get it, do a purchase order, you know, to, or whatever you have to do to get it from the county to the EDA, and we realized that there's a contract for services so that the county staff can provide services to the EDA, but there was no contract, there was no reciprocal contract for the EDA to do work for the county. And it was my mistake.
Okay, now I'm just wondering.
Anything else? Go to the vote. All in favor, resolution 373. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
I just do not agree with the approach. I don't think it's a good use of money.
Okay.
I think the strategy is not focused.
Okay. All right. We'll backtrack here a little bit. You're good.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne. I'll see you in the morning.
Thank you.
Minutes for last month.
Is she ever going to present to us? I mean, we got a lot of information. I know it was scheduled and then it was off schedule. I mean, I think that having an insight into, and actually I thought the discussion was insightful and meaningful to understand strategically where economic development is going. I mean, a little, and I will say this just because of the whole broadband piece, I mean, a critical element and attracting other businesses as the broadband piece. I mean, I know it's a part of a bigger picture, but I think it's more than just marketing. I think it's more than just collateral websites, et cetera, and it would be great to just have a sense of this. I mean, we got it rushed because they needed to put the money through. It's just, I don't feel we have enough dialogue with them.
That was the discussion we had before. We were going to have a presentation to us as to what
we got copies of it, but we never had.
We got copies of Josh,
the Focus Media guy.
The Focus Media guy.
Right.
He's going to come in. We're going to get him in November based on the PowerPoint.
Okay.
And he is the guy. You know, a lot of the questions that Ken had for Suzanne are really, you know, based on his group and how they're kind of driving the economic development engine. So if you no longer have copies of that,
No, I have copies. I guess I was confused because at some point I thought Suzanne was going to sit down and then we were going to have the conversation as well.
Yeah, that's kind of backwards in, not in terms of the approach to bring them in and then talking, but it's backwards in my mind from the point of view, when you hire a consultant, you're supposed to manage the consultant and tell them what it is you want them to do,
and that's been done.
But it's not the development engine. The consultant is telling the economic development and Suzanne how to do things, where we're supposed to go.
But that
how we're supposed to.
Well, that's why you hire a consultant.
No, I'm supposed to hire a consultant because you say this is what we want to
right.
Where we want to go.
I want to drive
that and we want you to work on it.
Consultant is the expert in driving the economic development.
Well, maybe we'll have a little more insight into what type of economic research is overlaid into a marketing plan. I mean, without that, you don't have a marketing plan.
That's all right. We'll have him for November, and. I'm sorry?
Josh Summers.
Yeah. And let's see if we can maybe even meet at 6. That's going to screw everybody up. We'll meet at 6. Because if you have a lot of questions, it might take a while.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too late in today. So
no, hopefully Suzanne will be here as
they
well.
They can buy a car if
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that. And if you need copies of that PowerPoint again, because the PowerPoint is what? Josh put together via Focus Media, which is part of driving the engine of the economic development. So
yeah, but I think the underlying research, how we looked at it, you know, what conversations were had to build the deck is maybe you all had that when you had the initial we haven't had that kind of conversation. So I think that could be helpful.
And that's what Josh had when he had meetings with different people within the county, healthcare people, different people from different companies, corporations.
Was he also meeting with people who decided not to come here?
No. Yeah? Okay. One of the things that he did is he met with people that, you know, are CEOs of corporations and like that. What did they see in
existing companies?
Existing companies' growth, what are strengths, what are weaknesses, yes. What keeps you here, what might drive you away. Put that together, and based on all of that, if you will, I need to make it a less puzzle, then we'll create the engine that, based on his knowledge of what drives the economic development.
It'll be an interesting
time. Yep. He's our economic developer.
Well, he's a consultant, and that's why you hire a consultant.
Not in my mind.
Okay, well, that's why they make chocolate vanilla.
Strawberry.
Neapolitan. Okay. Well, she's got her all the way on course now. She's over in the local office for the minutes. Lynn, did you have any problem with the minutes? We couldn't pass them before because Ken wasn't here last month. So
did you catch the errors? Last month or this month? Last month. That was already taken care of.
Then I'd entertain a motion then to approve the minutes from the September 22nd.
I'll vote it again.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Second?
Second.
Chris, any other additions, deletions, corrections? Then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and then Ken wasn't here. So. Okay, good, thanks. Resolution 351 authorizing a public hearing is required by Los County's Housing Rehabilitation Disaster Relief Program funders for the Community Development Block Grant. Administered by the Office of Community Department Planning. Motion to move it. It's a public hearing.
I'll move it.
Can there second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
378, moving the execution of contract to Nashville, so $2,000. This is for long range transportation plan, read the federal guidelines. Now, it's 100% federal, so what do we put up the money and then give it back to us?
Yeah,
that's one thing I didn't know.
It's an interesting amount. Up to $999.99. So does it mean that it could be less than that?
It must cover a little bit of that. That must be the math.
Yeah.
And this is for the new 5-year. Is it 5-year or usually 5 years, the long-term plan?
It does not say. It does not say the length of time.
Well, it says October 14th, October 15th. You think it would be longer if it was longer.
Well, that's just to develop the plan. That's
it's the year to develop the plan.
I don't know.
Any other discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Is there any way I could get a cleaner copy of the one? I can't read it.
Oh, yes. At some point, that would be helpful. Thank you.
379 is the... We did not get anybody... I screwed up. I didn't get anybody from IT or IS.
Okay.
So you want to wait on it?
Yeah, I have too many questions. I don't understand the length of time. I've asked for a copy of the original agreement.
It is in the folder.
Okay. All right. That was my fault. I apologize. So we'll get somebody from IS.
Why do you have to get somebody? They know the resolution for us. It should be here.
Yeah, I know, but...
Or it's not
going to happen. I usually, when I speak to Krista, as I review it, I ask her to email somebody, and I didn't. And so I can't do that. I dropped the ball. So I apologize for that. Hold on. If I'm 380, because I bypassed it 14 times before. Okay, 380. Contract. With Enter into County Westchester Community Opportunity Program, Inc., employment training.
Move to discussion.
Okay. Second.
A second.
Okay. Discussion.
What is 100% other? What other? What category is that?
I think it's money.
I thought it was cash money, but I wasn't sure.
But wasn't that money saved on something?
Because I had asked Vicki about that. Because I didn't, it's what didn't make sense. Because then it had appropriations. So I don't know if this is another one. You spend it, you get random.
Yeah, they're going to give us money to do the job readiness preparations. Training services, so they'll pay us. I guess other must be the only way you can show that, like, it's going to come from another county.
Well, this is another one that started in April, and here it is October.
And they're just reimbursing us.
That's not what this means.
Okay.
That means with the county spending the money up.
Right, but... But it says 100% other revenue, which means it's coming in, which means we're contracting with Westchester County, and they'll reimburse us, which is, there ought to be a better way to know something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
gotta
go over other stuff. Can somebody clarify all that and go over that one too?
Yep.
So when are we going to clarify?
We have ways and means before caucus next week. We have a public hearing.
And next week? And legislative programs got moved to next week?
So we will, let's see if we can get something like 380. We'll see if we get something in writing. And then explain that. It's our staff, so we're paying them the appropriation dollars, but we're getting the money back from Westchester County.
Mm-hmm. So are we trying to schedule another economic development meeting to go over this?
Yes. Yeah. Why? We should have the proper explanations at that point in time.
Yeah. Well, or representatives.
Yes.
The petition on the IS. That one, I'd like to fully understand.
$129,000.
Right. Yep. And I've got a copy of the original. Thank you for getting that for me.
Yeah. The one with Westchester County might be just as simple as they reimburse us. So.
Well, here's my question. This is an amendment from an agreement from 2001 that's been modified multiple times in an ever-changing technology world, and yet we've never gone out and talked to anybody else about.
I agree.
And so we're saying there's a 3% savings, but is that the 3% of the two or three that are knocked off, or is that 3% overall, and what's been our number over the years, and I have a million and one
questions. Okay, no problem. And 3, we should be able to get something just...
That one should be easy.
The last one, I didn't have any old business. Anybody have any old business? All right, on a new business... I took down the Worsing vacant lots property auction. I was hoping Ken Cornell would be here. Long story short, what happened was when the county bought out through the flood remediation and they took down the houses, people then had the opportunity to buy the lots. Well, one gentleman bought the lot and the house is still there. He's now put caution tape around the whole thing and posted it so that nobody can come on the property, that the house is still on the property. So that's one question. The other is a gentleman that has a small mechanics business next to a guy that's a tax attorney, and they both sell used cars. The house in between, the guy that has his small mechanics business would have loved to have bought that property. The guy that has a tax attorney that also sells used cars did buy it. The gentleman with the automotive guy never got notified. Well, the answer is, and I was telling Krista earlier, you know, when you call the county or and even when you call the state, you know, he had some inspections took his mail from the state and he never received them. And the state said, well, I guess it's your tough luck. Go check with the post office. Yet when he said to them, well, yeah, but when I mail my tax bill, you know, that I have to pay you monthly up, if you don't get it, you tell me, shame on you, should have sent a certified mail. So the guy kind of feels like he's being squeezed both ways. The county has said to him, we mailed you a letter. He said, I didn't get it. Oh, well. And so at the end of the day, even though we maybe can't fix these things, it might be something to look at as a possible policy or resolution that we put in where, you know, when properties are being sold, if we notify the local, landowners next to those that are sent certified return receipt mail, so we know that they're notified. Here's a guy, he said to me, I would pay up to $10,000 for this piece of property, which is very important to me. The other guy paid $50. And he doesn't begrudge him that, but he said, I didn't even know it was going to be sold yet.
$50?
Yeah, some people paid $5 for the piece of property.
But isn't this also the issue that this bill has with regards to what can you do with the property now because you're not supposed to build on it?
Right. Well, everybody knows that. You can't build on it. So they don't know how to tax it. Now you own that piece of property, how they tax it forever a while, so it's probably just, I don't know, that's the assessor's problem. But I just wanted to bring
it
up.
But it's also a problem about what you can use that property for, right? So can they use it for a vacant car lot?
Sure. They can just never build on it.
Okay.
You can't ever build on it. You can play soccer, you can play baseball, you do whatever you want, you just can't ever build on it. But I bring it up because I know there's been a couple of other municipalities that have had similar type of flood remediation things, and as part of that, it may or may not come up again, and so I just want to bring it to everybody's attention. I'll work on it with the...
So you think that notification should be certified?
Sure.
Okay. Signature required...
The one gentleman, Dennis Balancek, said to me, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And the other guy did know, Dennis never got his mail, and I know Dennis is meticulous. Believe me, the guy doesn't throw anything out, so it's not like he got it, he threw his junk mail and threw it out. But I just never got it, for whatever reason, but it's something I think we need to look at as it could affect other people with these types of things. So I just wanted to make everybody aware that, you know, we'll be working on that. So
that's a reasonable request.
Yeah, I agree.
So, all right, if there's nothing else, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second. All there.
All right.
Everybody have a good Columbus Day. Be careful out there, it's been gorgeous over the weekend, so.